The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone. When he's not on the microphone, he's playing a song. And when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone. And then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
Final hour of the program. Still a lot to get to, including Crosstalk with Stiles and Watkins at 943, along with celebrity birthdays. We're going to get to the what a difference a year makes between the A's and the Giants. We'll talk about that next. Before we get to the inexact science, it's a great way to put it, of scouting players. Yeah. Chris, Jason, just saw this article during the break, which is, of course, dangerous. Just wanted to throw this out there. There are a number of teams in the United States, NFL, NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball, minor league, high school, college, whatever. How many teams in the U.S. would you say, just take a guess, are currently outdrawing the Oakland Athletics?
Oh, so we're counting professionally?
Professional, minor, any team in the United States that plays sports.
Any kind of sport.
Any kind of sport. Could be the national, the Louisville dog races. I don't know. Team sports, individual, whatever.
About 210.
210. So 30 pretty much in the four major leagues. So that right there would be a little over 100.
Doing some minor leagues. And
yeah.
Colleges. Chris?
So these are with scouting departments.
Huh.
Wait, no. I'm sorry. What's your question?
No.
How many teams in the United States are outdrawing the Oakland Athletics, regardless of level?
Gotcha.
Regardless
of level. So what about college?
College counts.
Okay.
Oh, then I might be low.
I'm going to say 317.
And you said 200. You can adjust it.
450.
I'm going to go 456.
533 teams.
I gotcha, Jason.
533 teams are currently outdrawing the Oakland Athletics. Three indoor football league franchises, two college wrestling teams, a professional women's volleyball team, 11 American Hockey League teams, 13 minor league baseball teams led by the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, 12 NWSL, that's women's soccer club, 7 WNBA teams, and three women's hockey teams as well. Even two Division III football teams, the Wisconsin Whitewater Warhawks, say that three, that's www. And the St. John's Johnnies, those are in Minnesota, not New York. this is, by the way, I want to just say this. This is in no way, shape, or form a rip on A's fans whatsoever. It is a rip on John Fisher. Congratulations, John. You've done wonders with the A's. Welcome to Sacramento. Can't wait. It's going to be amazing.
Can't wait.
All right, Jason. So you want to be an NBA scout. You've got to pick a player.
Yeah.
All right.
And these guys are smart. And gals.
They
people
are.
That are in these groups and teams and decision makers, they're good at this.
They very much are. They absolutely are, I think.
Yeah.
It's like referees. The bad calls stand out far more than the good calls.
Sure.
So anybody in mind you got?
Well, I'm going to read you a profile of someone
that's
still playing right now in the NBA playoffs. So this is what was discussed. When you read like mock drafts, Kings are going to be coming up. We'll find out the draft lottery, likely going to be picking around 13. So we'll look at people they're describing around that area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this person, when it was listed strengths coming out of college, strengths included leadership. Okay, I like that. But that's the first thing. NBA ready.
Okay.
Good ball handler. Starts and stops or strong change of direction. Has a chance to have a nice, long, solid career. Okay. No, it doesn't sound like anything.
Pretty nondescript.
Flashy, yeah, though.
No.
Weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
Quickness.
Okay.
Size.
You know, upsizematters.com.
Overall potential.
Oh.
And defense.
Oh, not a good defender, huh?
Okay. And the NBA comps, which is always a dangerous thing to do, who this person coming out of college was linked to, was the likes of Mark Jackson or Derek Fisher.
Wow. Those are
which,
two.
Again, I mean, Mark Jackson is one of the all-time assist leaders.
Yeah.
Derek Fisher had a nice long career.
Is this person?
And this person went in the second round of the draft.
Okay.
This person is still in the NBA playoffs right now.
Okay. Obviously, we're not talking about Nikola Jokic.
Nope.
Yeah, okay.
size, right?
Yeah.
And this person is killing it.
The answer is, I already know, and I'm just vamping for audience.
So as they all catch up, this person just wrapped up his fourth consecutive 40-point game in the playoffs. And three other people have done it in the history of the – like, again, it's Jalen Brunson, obviously.
That's insane.
How does something like – not even him dropping to 33 is really not even really the question. Because I think if you looked at the beginning of the career, you'd go, yeah, he's solid.
He's fine.
Even at Dallas, like at the end of Dallas, there were some glimpses here. What he's become, like, I'm not even, this is kind of not even to poke fun at scouts. How Rick Carlisle was talking about it. He's like, he coached him. He's like, nobody saw this.
No.
And so he coached him. He practiced him. He knew he had good work ethic. He knew his dad played. How would you ever plan for that? Like Tom Brady, how would you ever predict Brock Purdy? How does that? That's the inexact part. Like, we could all look at Victor Wembanyama and go, yeah, I see it.
Sure.
I see it. Now, I don't know what Victor Wembanyama will ultimately be, but I would never. How would you get this to where Jalen Brunson is now? How does this happen?
His rookie year with Dallas, he was 22 years old, Jalen Brunson was. He played 73 games. He averaged 9 points, 3 assists, 2 boards, and had 38 games he started.
By the way, on that too, I saw as one of a negative his draft age.
At 22?
Mm-hmm. But that, you know, he wasn't 18. He wasn't 19.
Year two, averaged just over 8 points, 3 assists, 2 boards, pretty much the exact same numbers, except he dropped a point. Year three with Dallas, okay, a little jump here, 12.5 points, 3 boards, 3.5 boards, 3.5 assists.
Like, did minutes go up? What happened?
Minutes went from 17.9 to 25.
Okay.
He started 12 of 68 games.
But that doesn't look like anything. Just looks like a role player.
Year four, his final year in Dallas, 79 games, started 61 of them, shot 50% from the field, 37% from behind the arc, 84% from the line, 4 boards, just under 5 assists, 16.3 points.
Okay, now that's the one, though. What did he do in the postseason? Because if I'm not mistaken, I think Luka got hurt, and then he started to go in whatever his last year with Dallas.
And then his last year in Dallas, he had 21 points, 4.5 boards, 3.5 assists.
This is in the playoffs?
This is in the playoffs, his final year with Dallas.
So that's where, then when he got the contract, some people thought that's a bit much for
Jalen. Yes, they did. I wouldn't say that I came out strongly not in favor of it, but it was like, here's New York.
Yeah.
It's almost like they have to, I think at one point I said they have to pay a New York tax, weirdly enough, to get him to go there.
Because they haven't been landing guys.
No.
Like, this is your prize? This is the big free agent?
And he's basically making not too much more than Harrison Barnes. In fact, he's on a declining contract.
And he's incredible.
His first year with Dallas, 24 points, 6 assists, 3.5 boards. This year, 28.7 points, 3.5 boards, 6.7 assists on 48% shooting, 40 from behind the arc.
Yeah.
He's going 48, 40, 85 on his splits.
I would say of the 41 teams that came through, or the 41 games the Kings played at home, he was the most impressive visitor. Now, there's better players.
Yeah.
But, like, seeing him when he took over that game, it's like, man, the Kings and Knicks, that was an intense game. Low scoring. I think he had 40-something and when they had, like, 90. He almost had half their points. And you're going, man, they cannot stop this guy.
He's 6'2", just the size of 200 pounds. Not incredibly. I mean, he's quick. Don't get me wrong, but he ain't like Iverson.
No. It's not Fox.
But not Fox. He just has this ability to find position, contort his body, hang in the air, do all these crazy. He just gets buckets. And when you look, Jason, you know, starting 10 years ago, that's when you had Jokic go in the second round. It's almost every year. Joe Harris went 33. I mean, he's had a good NBA career.
Draymond's a second rounder.
Draymond was a second rounder earlier. Spencer Dinwiddie, number 38, second round. Jeremy Grant, 39. Jordan Clarkson, 46. You can go year to year. We won't do that, obviously, but you could almost go year to year, and you're going to find, you know, and this is for Kings fans to say, the pick's too low. Okay, well, Montrezl Harrell, 32, the following year. Rashawn Holmes, 37. Josh Richardson, 40. Pat Connaughton, 41. Marcus Thornton, 45. Norm Powell, 46. I mean, these aren't names that jump off the screen, but they're all names that would have gone higher.
Yeah.
had anyone known. Hell, DeJounte Murray was number 29 the year after. He's an all-star. Malcolm Brogdon, rookie of the year, number 36 the following year. So there's always going to be guys that just kind of slip through, and that's really where... Oh, wow, look at Tyler Ulis, number 34 out of Kentucky. I thought he was going to have a much better career than he did.
Yeah, and I think where scouts, and I get why they do that, I think what they're looking at is what is your potential.
Yeah.
And so when you probably saw someone like Jalen Brunson, you see some limitations and you get caught up in that. Like, people generally lean towards, well, you can't teach size. I got to draft the 7-footer because they played well in college. They have a chance to be so much better. This still feels like a big man's game.
Right.
But if you could play, you can play. And I think if you're going, well, he's too small or too slow or like, I don't know. Do you look more at what the limitations seem to be or what you think?
So you're pitching Zach Edey here?
No, I'm saying that's the one I think where people can get confused. Like,
I got you.
If it's Zach Edey versus, I don't have a current, I wish my college basketball, I'm trying to think of another comp of someone that we go, well, he's a really good college player.
Well, let's go back a year. Let's say Jaime Jaquez.
Yes.
Yeah.
I watched all that, well, not all, a lot of his games, and I went, yeah, I don't see this incredible flash, but man, he sure knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing out there. And then you put him on a team with surrounded by good players. Like, yeah, he looks pretty darn good.
I think it was Houston this year. I'm talking about men's college basketball. The one of the players that really – what is Houston in? The Big 12?
I forget. I think so.
Okay. Yeah, they are. All right. So there was one player, you'll remember him, that we saw in the postseason, Jamal Shedd.
Oh, yeah.
Who's
yeah.
a senior. He's averaging 6'1", 200, averaging 13 points, 3.7 boards.
Yeah, he had some Brunson vibes.
Six assists. That's exactly the comp that I thought with Jamal Shedd was, oh, my God. And then you remember the overtime. Like, everybody fouled out for Houston, but Jamal Shedd, and he just absolutely carried them.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, this guy his game looks
right
like Jalen Brunson. But then you get to the mock draft, and you're like, all right, Jamal Shedd, he's coming out. No problem there. Oh, they currently have Zach Edey going 30th in the first round. Now, this is on Tankathon, too, the Celtics. but I'm rolling through the second round here, and Jamal Shedd, speaking of the Celtics, number 54.
Wow, so barely in the draft.
Barely in the draft, and a guy that I look at him in the – I look at him – at Houston, and I go, okay, Brunson's got an inch on him, you know, don't get me wrong, but how do you as a scout differentiate between Jamal Shedd when you're seeing him going against top flight programs in the tournament and having that kind of success? How do you differentiate and go, yeah, he does have a decent comp with Jalen Brunson, but he's not Jalen Brunson. We're going to draft him 54. That's always amazing to me.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, what a difference a year makes. Baseball edition, A's versus Giants. In the meantime, what a difference not having to pay those insane energy bills to Smut and PG&E make as well. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. Carmichael Dave, to talk to you about my friends at American Energy. In fact, I'm going to see the guys this Friday, as a matter of fact, for a little 90-degree golf. Yeah, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Stay ahead of those spiking energy bills this summer with up to $9,000 in rebates on a new ultra-high-efficiency comfort system. American Energy is providing huge rebates from SMUD, as well as PG&E, up to $9,000. And they'll do all the paperwork. You just got to install one of these many incredible AC options available to you right now. Stop with the fluctuating gas bills in the winter. Switch to year-round all-electric with American Energy. Let American Energy perform a free in-home energy efficiency analysis and see where they can help you save for the warmer months ahead. These guys are the best. Learn more by calling 916-520-9990. That's 916-520-9990 or AmericanEnergyAir.com. American Energy. Make the uncomfortable comfortable. 30 seconds, guys, when we come back. A's, Giants this year, last year. Yeah, we'll look at all of it next.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
On Sacktown Sports.
Since suffering a lingering hamstring strain on January 9th, Tyrese Halliburton's scoring production and overall efficiency have, quite frankly, Jason, fallen off a cliff. Pre-injury, 33 games, he averaged 23.5 points, 12.5 assists, 40% from beyond the arc, 63.3% true shooting. In the 43 games since, 16.5 points, 9.4 assists, 32% from beyond the arc, 56.8 true shooting. Now, he came back and played through it. Perhaps it was to hit that 65-game threshold, but he ain't been the same guy. And let's be perfectly honest, Jason Ross. And, you know, I know around here this is a sensitive topic, you know, the whole – we're not even going there. This is just NBA. When you look at their near win yesterday, and I do think they got a little screwed.
Yeah.
36 minutes, Jason, he was 2 of 6. All but one of those were shots from behind the arc. 8 assists, 4 steals, 3 turnovers, minus 12, 6 points. That is not good.
No, and you know, he didn't get Brunson a lot. They were trying to get switches and get him, you know, the Knicks were trying to get him to guard him, and they were seeking him out a little bit. When he hit the 3 late in the half, it felt like the Knicks had done a good job coming back. Then the Pacers score. I think Tyrese hit the 3 that made it 9 or 10.
Yeah.
And what seemed at the time like a throwaway play, there's Hartenstein from half court. Boom. I mean, every point adds up.
You're like, everyone.
You're not expecting a 3-pointer from your center from beyond half court. And when you win a game by, 4 points, you know, that was a big deal.
Yeah. So,
Hartenstein.
I think, in the end, it's very obvious the Kings won the trade. Sabonis doesn't have a turnover so far in the playoffs.
No, he's been really good.
He has been excellent. Hasn't missed a shot.
No. Made all his free throws.
On this day last year, Jason, the Oakland A's began the day 8-26.
Oof.
They were 12 games out of first already.
Oh, man.
And it gets better. They were about to go on a run where they lose 19 of 21.
Oh, that's a negative run.
That's 2-19.
They're going 2 of their next 19 starting this day last year?
Starting this day.
Let's hope they don't do that now, because yesterday I actually thought they were going to win. They're up 2-0 late. Seager homered, and they added one more. But that would have been a great win against the Rangers because the Mariners had lost too. Mm-hmm. This could have been even, you know, back to 500.
Yes.
Could have had them within, I think, a game and a half at first, but they're still all right.
They lose 19 of 21 on what is, I think, safe to say, a far lesser known May holiday, Siete de Mayo.
Yeah, underreported.
Well, you've got the 4th for the Star Wars people. Yeah. You have Cinco de Mayo, but yeah. Siete de Mayo is actually an older holiday than all of them, which honors the creation and techniques used to make mezcal.
That's what it's for.
That is what Siete de Mayo is all about. I'm just looking to see if Chris is looking that up or not.
Yeah.
No, he's not. Okay.
I thought maybe. And then the next day they're like, all right, 8 is enough.
Ocho de Mayo, yeah. Not a thing.
Yeah.
Not a thing. The Giants.
Diaz de Mayo has become a big thing.
Diaz de Mayo?
Uh-huh.
What is it? What, like the 10th of May?
Yeah.
What's that for?
Oh, it's a big, big
huge,
deal.
Huge thing. And which they celebrate.
You think Cinco de Mayo is great?
This is double the fun?
Imagine doubling it.
Yeah.
We'll do it again. Better.
Right.
Twice.
And Bente de Mayo? Pff, better call an Uber. Right? The 20th of May?
Yeah.
Okay. It's as high as I can go.
Oh.
Treinta de Mayo? Is that the 30th? Ha ha ha. I'm not bilingual. I'm lingual curious, I think. I'm not quite there yet.
You're an idiot.
I am a total
idiot. That was
good,
though.
I am a stupid idiot. Why don't they fire me? The Giants were 15-17, 4 games back in the tough NL West. Stop it.
You said it.
I know. Now they're 15-21 with the 3rd worst run differential in the National League.
So there's that.
Update.
Uh-oh. What do you got?
The A's are currently 17-19. Oh. They've lost 2 in a row.
Come on, A's. Let's go.
Come on, A's. But they lost the last one. I mean, they beat the holy heck out of the Marlins. They beat them 23-5 through that until the last game.
You can't beat a fish. I mean, come on.
They beat the fish.
Yeah.
And now the Rangers come in and double them up 4-2. Yeah.
They're the champs, and they got Boach.
They got Boach, and I, whoever started for them, what was that, Andrew Leclerc? Who was Eeny? Jose Leclerc. Oh. Remember Andrew Leclerc, Q? Wasn't he out of Florida?
Yeah,
his center, right?
Yeah.
I remember that. 12:37, first pitch both today and tomorrow. If you get a chance.
Tomorrow, look what's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Sears and Jared Lorenzen, Sears and Michael Lorenzen.
Jared Lorenzen. No, but do you see what tomorrow is? The day you and your dad would have waited for as a kid. When you were a kid.
Oh, it's a doubleheader.
A rare doubleheader. Let's go. Let's go to both games tomorrow.
Ooh, probably not.
Why?
Well, I was thinking, I wonder if those seats are available.
I bet they might be.
The only thing I can think of better than sitting in those seats for a game is sitting in those seats for two games.
Right.
Although, at some point, don't you start getting itchy tush, like, on those seats? Like, you're talking, like, 6 hours.
What's the longest baseball game you've ever been to?
I was at an 18-inning game at Candlestick Park. It was Giants-Phillies circa 88, 7, something like that. Yeah.
16-inning game.
I got to be honest, man. At one point, you're just like, please end.
Yeah, but then I'm like in it for the duration. Like, you know, like I don't want to leave because is this going to be 30 innings? Is it going to be like one more pitch? Like, you just don't know. But what I did know is I went to an 18-inning game. It's been years now. It was the A's and Yankees in Oakland. And the only bummer was concession stopped.
That's
like
dumb.
At that point, you're like, hey, okay, look, we need to reload on water or something.
You need concessions.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then, apropos nothing, I just want to play this. I don't know why it made me think of this. Game 5, World Series, 2014, Giants versus Cardinals, tied up at 3, bottom of the ninth, Travis Ishikawa at the plate.
Travis Ishikawa hits one in the right. The Giants win.
You know exactly what I was doing. That's why I let it run. Let that be a lesson to any broadcaster out there, TV specifically. Joe Buck, high drive, deep right, and the Giants win the pennant. By the way, didn't go for the hole, and the Giants win the pennant. The Giants win the pennant, which was there. 50 seconds he laid out.
Yeah, Ishikawa clearly rounded the bag. Mm-hmm. The mob at the plate, that's already scattered and broken up a little bit. And I was wondering if he was the next voice, or I don't know who the analyst was, maybe Smoltz.
Sure.
I don't know who it was.
Yeah, I think
if
it was
they were going to speak
actually.
Next, but it was him.
It was, it's exactly.
What can you say better than what you're looking at?
It is a perfect, perfect call of a huge moment. Joe Buck gets a lot of crap.
I think he's phenomenal.
I do too. I think he's fantastic. But you and I are in the minority, I think. I don't know. Maybe we're not. Maybe it's a loud minority. I don't know. We'll take a break. When we come back, what to watch tonight? And there's a lot. We got a couple of doubleheaders here. Not that kind of doubleheader, but the other one. And then Crosstalk, Celebrity Birthdays, and more. Don't go away. We're right back after this.
The best in local sports.
They just make it interesting, you know?
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on Sacktown Sports.
A little sad yesterday.
You made it.
You made it?
Yeah, around
well
you.
Well done. I had moved the garbage on you.
Yeah.
Jason shot a wad in the garbage can. Wad of paper.
Jeez.
Nice, dude. You guys are the worst.
You need to go home.
Yeah, I do need to go home. Yeah. It's been a memorable show. We appreciate all of you who've stuck through. There've been some nuggets, and I'm not just talking Denver. It was a little sad yesterday when after the show, Christopher Lott hit up the group chat, revealed that he was wearing a Morrissey shirt.
Oh yeah,
I don't remember the shirt. How often do you look at a guy's shirt? I mean, you are now, but if I had gone home and said, "Hey, I was wearing a Huddersfield Town shirt today," would you have remembered it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh well, okay then.
I would have said, even if I didn't. Oh yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, but I would have said something. But was it like a black shirt with like tiny writing or some crap?
It was gray.
It was gray.
Yeah.
And it just said Morrissey on it.
Right. That sounds like a Morrissey shirt.
And it had the guys from Blood and Blood Out on it.
Just Morrissey. It's gray.
It's depressing.
You go to their merch line at a Morrissey show. It's just like everyone's.
Oh, no. This is a fan art.
Oh, is it? Fan art?
Much better.
Much better. I can think of nothing more invigorating than drawing Morrissey shirts. Mm-hmm. That's for me.
It gives me life.
Bet you Morrissey would do a diss track against Meat.
He did do that.
Oh, did he?
Meatloaf?
Yeah, we call it Meat, or R.I.P. Loaf. Mr. Loaf. You ain't telemarketers when they call Meatloaf. I speak to Mr. Loaf. Hey, call me Meat. The Cavs and Celtics open up their series tonight in Boston. That is game one. A couple of series openers tonight, Jason. We got the doubleheader on the TNT. Cavs-Celtics, that's at 4, followed by the Mavs and Thunder. The Thunder, Lightning and the Thunder.
I'm anxious for that one.
6:30. I am too. Let's play it.
It's time
to play.
Ooh.
Celtics host the Cavs. We haven't done this in a few shows. Jason Ross, Christopher Laud, pregame coin toss, and circle gets the square. Christopher Laud, you get the first guess. Who is favored in the Celtics-Cavs game tonight, and by how much?
Celtics by 8.5.
Dang it.
Jason Ross.
That was my exact number.
Does Jason go higher or lower?
Celtics by 9.5.
So Chris says 8.5.
Which is what I wanted.
You said 9.5. You went higher. Jason, you chose correctly. Oh, my goodness. And you had room to spare. The Boston Celtics are favored by 12.5 points.
Whoa.
Against the Cavland Cavaliers.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like a cash grab.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Luka Doncic, James Harden's favorite players. A couple of free throw merchants going at it. Will Luka Doncic leave the buffet in time to get there for the opening tip? Thunder hosts the Mavericks. Who is favored and by how much? Play along at home, please.
Am I first this time?
Yes, you are, sir. Thunder.
Dallas by 2.5.
Dallas by 2.5 in Oklahoma City. What a call by Jason Ross if it's right. I think most people would have picked Oklahoma City. Chris Rolott.
Thunder, 1.5.
Thunder 1.5, Dallas 2.5. The correct answer is 3.5.
Dallas.
For your Oklahoma City Thunder, circle gets the square. 1-1, you guys split it.
Hey, can you let your friend know?
My friend isn't going to touch either of these games at this point. Nope. Although if he was going to touch one, it would probably be the Thunder. 3.5 at home. I think you take OKC.
I was going to say, let your friend know that Dallas might be the play.
It'll be very interesting. You got a lot of playoff experience with Kyrie Irving. You have some playoff experience. I mean, Luka has been to the Western Conference Finals.
You got sausage arms and cankles.
Will Luka eat him up? Or will Shai Gilgeous there's an underrated little fun storyline brewing here is that you may have cousin-on-cousin crime. In the Western Conference Finals, if Oklahoma City and Minnesota win, you're going to have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Nikhil Alexander-Walker, who are going to face off against each other, who grew up together.
Well, pardon my French.
I got to wonder, so you got the Alexanders as the combo, but where the hell is the Gilgeous coming from? And are they both Canadian? I think they are, right? Oof. The Battle of Canada, there'd be maple syrup and leaves flying everywhere.
And just... politeness.
Super polite, like handshakes.
Yeah.
Remember when there? Remember when it was a really big deal that now that you think about it in retrospect, it's, I don't know if it's weirder or not, but just strange that it was such a big deal. Whenever Magic Johnson and Isaiah Thomas would kiss each other before playoff games.
Yeah.
That was like a huge thing. That was before the Magic HIV thing, by the way. And then that spiraled into something incredibly stupid. But before that, you had a couple of NBA players giving each other smacks on the lips. Could you, I'm just wondering, like, what does that happen today? How would that go?
Yeah.
If, who would it be? I'm going to guess. I'm going to say Anthony Edwards. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of the one that would be the funniest combination. And Nikola Jokic. Why? Okay. I don't know. I think it's because one's really short.
Really short.
Well, like, Magic did have to kind of.
Yeah.
I mean,
who is the shortest player in the league right now? Isaiah Thomas?
Might be.
So if, like, Wembanyama and Isaiah Thomas.
That'd be like if Aaron Judge and Altuve hugged. Who is the shortest person in the world? No. Player in the NBA? No, not Muggsy Bogues. For the 23-24 season, we're both wrong. Marquise Noel, a 5'8" point guard who went undrafted last year but signed a two-way deal with the Toronto Raptors. How did you not know that, Jason?
I should have. My bad.
Oh, Marquise, 5'8". Jacob Gilliard is 5'9". He plays for the played a little bit for the Grizzlies. Jordan McLaughlin's 5'11", Timberwolves. And then Chris Paul and Fred VanVleet are both 6 feet tall. Now, we know Muggsy Bogues is the shortest. Oh, you're looking. Muggsy Bogues.
I can't see it.
You can't see it? Mm-mm. All right. Muggsy Bogues is the shortest player in the NBA at 5'3", of all time. Spud Webb is the third shortest of all time at 5'7", but there was one guy in between them.
Oh, I think I do know that. Wait. Spud was what, 5'7"?
5'7". Muggsy was 5'3". This guy's 5'5".
Oh, yeah. I think I got it.
He averaged as much as 14.6 points per game in a single season. Played 13 years in the NBA.
Yeah. Was he a Warrior and a Nugget?
I believe he was.
Was he Earl Boykins?
Not Girl Kids. Boykins!
Yeah.
Earl Boykins.
He could really play.
Earl the Pearl Boykins. That's not what they called him. Good for them.
Yeah.
There's hope for all of us. I liked Earl Boykins, too. Wasn't Del Curry pretty short? 6 foot, 6'1"?
No.
No, he was taller? Yeah.
I don't think so. I think he was taller.
You're probably right. We'll take a
Del Curry, I feel like 6'3".
I think Del Curry was, I think Steph Curry was the first player I ever had on my fantasy team that I had their dad on my fantasy team. I had Del Curry like as a reserve, like at the very end of his career when he was with, I think, the Hornets. And then the whole Steph thing. Yeah, exactly.
I pay my taxes.
I drive in whatever lane I want. When we come back, celebrity birthdays. Crosstalk with Styles and Watkins, and more. All coming up next right here. Sacktown Sports.
It's time for the news of the day.
The latest headlines, the biggest stories,
hard-hitting analysis.
Yeah, this is none of those things.
And now,
here's Carmichael Dave and Jason Ross.
Hey! Good to see you guys.
Yeah.
How you been?
Okay.
Hey, Alan, I know you've got a show to do tomorrow. Any consideration at all of taking the day off and
keep forgetting that.
Going to A's Rangers doubleheader tomorrow?
I'd love to.
Two for one.
I'd love to, but I cannot.
No.
Really?
Just take a little Comrex and do it from
I would.
Row three.
I was just telling Chris we're going to start doing some. I'm start doing some play-by-play clips on social media, so.
I kind of think you could go. Wait, hold on. Wait, whoa, hold on, wait. Oh.
What's up?
What? You're going to do what? You're going to do play-by-play? What?
Uh-huh.
No, help me out here. What? So, like, you're going to go to a game and do some play-by-play?
No, we're not going to games, really. It's just highlights that are Chris, we played a highlight of baseball yesterday.
Okay.
And Chris said, hey, man, and I've heard it plenty of times, hey, I think you'd be good, your type of energy in the baseball booth.
Yeah.
I think, you know, obviously your back, it would be cool. So I said, you know what, Chris, that's a good idea. And I've done play-by-play for basketball, things like that. Hasn't happened with baseball yet. So I'm taking matters into my own hands when highlights for, might even be all teams, but mostly Giants and A's. And I'm going to give my sizzle spin on it and start a little series and see how people like it.
Is this going to be more like someone in the booth play-by-playing or more like Scott Van Pelt going through SportsCenter highlights or a combo?
A combo. It's not going to be and one, oh, baby, but it's going to be refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to know when this happens.
I just figured it out this morning and then confirmed it.
Because Chris looked a little surprised.
He just told me this morning. I didn't know we were going public with it.
Also,
I didn't either, but you know.
I feel like if you ask the A's, by the way, being that we run their games, I'm pretty sure all their press boxes aren't filled. I don't know why you guys couldn't take a Comrex and just go do the show live from there. I'm not saying tomorrow. I'm just saying.
You always make things sound so simple, Dave. And then when I talk to people.
Yeah, you call them up. You say, hey, we want to.
The green lights turn to red.
You got a 12:30 game. Our show's noon to 4. Can we grab one of the press boxes and do our live show from there? And, you know, we're just coming to you live from the A's game.
That'd be awesome.
Why wouldn't we be able to do that? Jason, if you were still the PD, would you okay that?
Sure.
See? Yeah. It's easy.
I don't think that's the issue.
I don't think Jose's not going to okay it. Who's the issue here? Tell me.
They're just going, I don't know.
Tell me on
I'll
the
I'll let
air.
You know once we have one.
Okay. Yeah. You want me to ask for you? For yeah, would you guys? No, not, no, no.
You guys, stop
no.
pointing.
Yeah.
We've done this before.
No.
Name's Bennett. I'm not in it.
No, you know? But what I like is, but here's what's cool is I do all the complaining internally, but you guys get blamed for it.
That's right.
That is so true.
You guys. That's it's right. so great. Yeah. It's like a big bullet sponge just right in front of me. It's like a shield. Hey, guys. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Yeah. You know what I mean.
You know.
All right.
What is happening?
Today,
me and Jason are getting out of here. We're going to Rivercats.
Before we get to are you going to broadcast live?
Yes. I'd love to. Well, that is actually. Wait, did we talk to you guys about the home runs?
No.
Oh, we're doing home run derby.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Are you really?
Frankie and I are pitching it to the Rivercats next home stretch, and whoever wants to participate here, we're
going
to get on
that?
The field. You can use whatever you want. But the main thing is Chris and I have a bet. Whether or not I will hit a home run
or not.
How many pitches?
That's what we're trying
to do. How many do you think is fair?
10.
Coming off an Achilles.
I was just going to say 10.
Coming off an Achilles.
I said 10, and he's like, 10?
10 cuts.
10 swings.
Yeah. 10 swings.
Not 10 pitches.
10?
Yes. Swings.
Well, and let's assume that you roll by Scandy or something pregame and get some cuts in. You're not going in cold.
I mean, what's the number you think is fair?
20.
You don't need your Achilles.
Okay. Well,
20.
What if it's 15?
17.
Wow.
16.
I think at that point, look, I would say if you took 15 and there was like either. Oh, he's calling somebody.
Oh, geez.
Hey, Max, perhaps you guys screwed up. That picture is bogus. This guy's a fraud. All right. Love you. Yeah. More than 10.
Actually, how about we do this? We make it 10. If you don't get a home run, you get 5 more. You don't get a home run, you get 5 more.
And see how long
Still
it takes.
Don't get a home run, give you 5 more.
But I think there should be a punishment, though, if he doesn't. Yeah. There should be some sort of punishment.
Well, at some point in one of those cuts, we go like, oh, that was really, like, you're almost there. Or it's like, you're only getting to the middle of the outfield.
You got to warm up first.
Yeah, sure.
You got to warm up,
that's on you.
It's not.
Yeah. And then I get the 10 gamers.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, well, what if I hit one out during the warm-ups?
Well, then you're
Well, no, you're warming up in a batting cage.
Yeah, you're not warming up.
Right. 15 feels fair.
There's a lot to live up to, too, because we've had situations where we've had hosts on the station. Hey, you shut up.
I know where you're trying going.
To, you know, like I went out to UC Davis at halftime and kicked a 25-yard field goal in front of thousands and thousands of people. This was
And
what,
it was good?
No. But I tried my best and I had fun in front of my dad, who I failed in front of twice.
Man.
Jason swears he can hit one.
I know. I want to do that again. That should be a yearly.
You can do the one McAfee does that. Those are normally students, though.
Well, McAfee used to kick, though.
No, I know, but they have people do it on game day.
Random people.
Wow, Dave.
I know. Dude, my dad.
Don't worry. I'll avenge it for
you. I think actually we should ask UC Davis or Sac State. I don't care who it is, but we should ask one. We should be able to do that once a year. It was a good halftime show. People were into it, right? Mm-hmm. And especially they were rooting for it too. So sad. My second one was just wide right, and I'm a Florida State fan, so it makes sense. But I think we should all go out there.
Yeah.
We should.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Today, Jason, ladies and gentlemen, we want to get celebrity birthdays. I don't know. National Roast Leg of Lamb Days.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone?
Euro.
No, thanks.
No, but that's different. This is a roast leg of lamb. No, Euro is different lamb. That's like hamburger versus steak. Yeah, exactly.
It's what? Lamb. Okay.
Damn it. Celebrity birthdays, Jason Ross. Celebrity birthdays, I want to let you guys know, by the way. Brought to you by Crumble Cookies. Mm. Crumble Cookies, literally the greatest cookies in the world. We've all tried them. Get yourself some Crumble Cookies today.
Happy birthday, Alex.
Baldwin.
Trebek.
Rodriguez.
Oh, Bregman. Alex. Alec. You're right. Sorry.
Alex.
Bregman.
Alexander Hamilton.
Thick.
Rodriguez.
Alex.
Alex.
Did someone say Trebek?
Yeah, he's...
Someone in this room is wearing a hat for the team this guy played for.
Engel.
Len.
Your hat.
Alex.
Quarterback.
Ovechkin. I can't see it.
No, Alex Smith.
Hey,
Alex
there you go.
Smith.
Alex Smith is how old today?
Alex Smith is 38.
That sounds right.
Oh, God.
39.
Yeah.
36.
39. 41. Came out with Rogers.
We have a tie. No correct answer. He's 40 today.
Oof.
Oh, I was gonna
happy
say
birthday
that.
To Sean.
Michaels.
Cunningham.
Alexander.
White.
George.
The Matrix. Marion. Sean Marion.
Oh, Sean Marion.
Oh, the Matrix.
Sean Marion's 50.
That was his nickname?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, the Matrix.
46.
45.
48.
We have a correct answer, and it goes to... Chris Watkins, 46. Oh, Sean Marion.
Great job.
It really wasn't a great birthday day. So.
That's it?
Oh, that's it?
There's a couple more. But yeah.
What's coming up on the show today, fellas?
Yeah, obviously breaking down second round and...
Will Ospreay's 31.
Orlando Magic, they seem really interested in Malik Monk. Not good.
What are you talking about? They're going to get Klay Thompson.
And Malik.
Oh, I want to know what he's saying. Stay tuned. These guys, fastest growing show ever in the history of the world, coming up next.